Welcome, Curious Minds, to another exhilarating deep dive. We're about to plunge into the latest, most impactful AI news fresh from July 29, 2025. This is a new episode of the podcast AI Unraveled, created and produced by Etienne Moomin, senior engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. And hey, before we jump in, quick reminder, hit that like button, subscribe at Apple Podcasts. It really helps, and you won't miss these deep dives. So today, our mission is basically to unpack this stack of sources. We've got some, well, truly surprising advancements in AI capabilities. Is this fierce competition driving down costs, and also these critical legal and ethical questions that are popping up right now. Our goal, give you a concise but a thorough understanding of just how fast things are moving. So let's unpack this. Have you seen how fast these AI models are getting cheaper and more powerful? It's genuinely astounding, the pace.
It truly is.
Yeah.
It's quite something. And what's fascinating, I think, is how aggressively companies are pushing, you know, on both price and performance. A prime example actually comes out of China. ZAI, they've got this new GLM 4.5 model.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about a staggering cost reduction here. I mean, GLM 4.5 undercuts DeepSeek by up to 87% in price.
87%? Wow.
Yeah. So to put that in perspective for you,
yeah,
it's charging just, what, 11 cents per million input tokens?
11 cents.
Compared to DeepSeek's 85 cents plus.
Yeah.
And then for output tokens, it's like 28 cents versus DeepSeek's over $2. $2.19, actually. This isn't just, you know, a simple price cut. It feels like an aggressive bid to reshape the global AI pricing landscape.
No.
Almost a strategic weapon.
That's a massive difference, yeah. Especially on output tokens, like you said. That really adds up, doesn't it, in longer AI conversations. And the timing, it feels incredibly deliberate, right? ZAI, they used to be Zipu AI, and they've been operating under U.S. sanctions. For them to pull this off, something so innovative and cost-effective, just months after being blacklisted, well, it's quite a statement.
Absolutely. It's a powerful demonstration. Shows their innovation capability, despite, you know, those geopolitical pressures. Their technical approach is also quite clever. GLM 4.5 uses what they call an agentic framework.
Agentic, okay.
Yeah, so it means the AI is designed to act more autonomously. It breaks complex tasks down into these manageable step-by-step processes, kind of like how humans problem solve. And here's another kicker for you. It runs on only 8 NVIDIA H20 chips.
Just 8.
Just 8. And these are those specialized AI accelerators, right? Crucial for massive AI computations. That's half what DeepSeek requires for similar operations.
Half. Okay. That speaks volumes about its efficiency then.
Exactly.
So it's not just cheaper. It's remarkably efficient and smart, designed to tackle problems more intelligently. But the real question is, how does it actually perform, you know, against the current top players we all know?
Very competitively. And actually, in some areas, it's setting new benchmarks. So GLM 4.5 ranks third overall across 12 different AI benchmarks.
Third overall, okay.
It matches Claude 4 Sonnet, that's a leading model from Anthropic, on agent tasks.
Yeah.
And impressively, it outperforms Claude 4 Opus, that's Anthropic's top-tier model on web browsing challenges.
Outperforms Opus on web browsing. Interesting.
Yeah. And for coding, it gets a 64.2% success rate on SWE bench coding tasks. These are like real-world software engineering challenges. Mm-hmm. Compare that to OpenAI's GPT 4.1. That was 48.6%, so a significant jump.
Definitely.
And its tool calling success rate, that's how well it integrates with other apps, is robust, 90.6%. Beats Claude 4 Sonnet's 89.5%. It's a big model, 355 billion parameters. But smartly, only 32 billion are active per task. So it balances performance with efficiency, you see.
Right, that makes sense.
And they've got backing. Raised over $1.5 billion from big names like Alibaba, Tencent, and Chinese government funds. Clearly positioning them as one of China's AI tigers.
Hmm. This really doesn't feel like an isolated thing, does it? It highlights this broader, accelerating trend we're seeing in China's open source AI scene. Since DeepSeek's breakthrough, what was it? Something like 1,500 large language models developed in China just since then. It's like a floodgate open.
I think it really is. A new wave of innovation, but with, yeah, a distinct flavor. And it's not just language models either. Alibaba's One 2.2 open source video model is another incredible example. It's pushing the boundaries of like cinematic capabilities and high quality motion in AI video.
Mm.
This model uses two specialized experts. One handles the overall scene composition. The other focuses on fine details and motion. Makes it incredibly efficient. And it's trained on way more data, 66% more images, 83% more video than the last version, so it can handle complex motion, scenes, aesthetics with remarkable fidelity.
Okay, and 1.2, how does that stack up against rivals like, you know, Sora, Kling, the ones we hear about?
Right. While the reports say it's shown superior performance against competitors like Seedance, Hailu, Kling, and yes, even OpenAI Sora in areas like aesthetics, rendering text accurately, and camera control.
Better than Sora in some ways. That's significant.
It is. Plus, users can fine-tune things like lighting, color, camera angles. Gives them immense creative control. And
right.
This raises a really important question for all of us, doesn't it? While Western labs are busy debating closed versus open models, Chinese labs aren't just participating. They are actively building this parallel open AI ecosystem. The network effects from that, you know, more developers contributing, innovating, building on these open platforms that really determine which path developers worldwide adopt. We might see a sort of bifurcated AI future.
It really makes you think about where things are headed. And, you know, for anyone listening who wants to get deeper into the technical side, maybe get certified in this stuff, remember Etienne Newman's AI certification preparation ebooks and audiobooks are available. Really useful resources. You can find prep for things like the Azure AI Engineer Associate Cert, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, AWS Certified AI Practitioner Study Guide, also Azure AI Fundamentals, and the Google Machine Learning Certification. They're all at djmgettech.com or Shopify. We'll link it all in the show notes, naturally. All right, let's shift gears a bit. We've talked about powerful, cheaper AI, but here's where it gets really interesting for me. What does it actually mean when AI starts doing things for us, becoming seamlessly integrated into our daily tools, or maybe even passing for human online? We're seeing AI become, well, increasingly autonomous and kind of omnipresent.
Yeah, and Microsoft's Copilot podcasts are a perfect illustration of that personalized integration piece. Imagine getting custom podcast episodes created just for you, on demand, from a single question you ask. It's a remarkable leap in personalized content consumption, right? Tailoring info precisely to your interests without you having to, like, sift through hours of material.
That's a huge step for how we consume information, yeah. But what about AI becoming part of how we actually navigate the internet? Microsoft Edge transforming into an AI browser with Copilot mode. That really seems to capture a shift in how we interact with the web itself.
Indeed. Copilot mode basically integrates AI right into Edge's new tab page. So the AI can search across all your open tabs or analyze content on a single page to answer your questions, maybe summarize articles, brainstorm ideas. It's designed to be this really intuitive research and productivity companion right there in your browser.
And it's not just for research, right? I read it has agentic capabilities, like it can handle more complex tasks, almost like a digital assistant living in your browser.
Exactly. It can handle tasks like creating shopping lists, drafting content. It moves beyond just search and summary. And the exciting plan, or perhaps slightly daunting for some, is for it to eventually manage even more complex actions, things like booking appointments, flights. It would do this by accessing your browser history and credentials, but with your explicit permission, of course. That's key.
Permission, right.
It's currently free, but just for a limited time. Microsoft has hinted at eventual subscription pricing, and this move puts Microsoft Edge squarely in what people are now calling the agentic browser wars.
Ah, the agentic browser wars.
Yeah, you've got competitors like Perplexity's Comet and TBC's Daya also launching recently. They're all vying to be your go-to intelligent web interface.
And, okay, if that's not surprising enough, how about ChatGPT passing the I am not a robot test? I have to admit, when I first read about that, it really stopped me in my tracks. What does it actually mean when an AI can bypass CAPTCHA, a test designed specifically to verify human interaction?
It's quite significant, yeah, and maybe a little unsettling for some people. OpenAI's ChatGPT agent can now apparently bypass Cloudflare's anti-bot security just by checking the Verify You Are Human box. Mm-hmm. There was a Reddit user who actually posted screenshots showing the AI agent narrating its process in real time while it was doing a video conversion task, and it explicitly stated it needed to select that Cloudflare checkbox to prove it wasn't a bot.
It said that.
So this development really highlights how far these autonomous agents have come in mimicking human online behavior. It raises some important questions here about online security and even our perception of who or what we're interacting with on the internet.
Definitely food for thought there. And hey, a quick word for the innovators listening, calling all AI innovators and tech leaders. If you're looking to elevate your authority and reach a highly engaged audience, folks like AI professionals, researchers, decision makers, consider becoming a sponsored guest right here on AI Unraveled. You can share your cutting edge insights, your latest projects, your vision for the future of AI in a dedicated interview segment. Learn more about our thought leadership partnership, see the benefits for your brand, and apply over at https.djamsgettech.com/nangeunraveled. As always, links are in the show notes.
Right. And if we sort of connect all these exciting advancements back to the bigger picture, it becomes pretty clear that the rapid innovation we've been discussing, it also brings some significant challenges, some tough questions to the forefront. It's not all just about incredible new capabilities. There are real legal, ethical, and even environmental costs to consider as AI permeates, well, pretty much every aspect of our lives.
You're absolutely right. And the legal battles over AI training data, for instance, they seem to be intensifying dramatically. We're seeing lawsuits like the one against Meta AI, alleging they used pirated and explicit content to train their systems. And then there's Anthropic. They're facing potentially billions in copyright damages over pirated books used to train their AI models. That case in particular.
Wow. It could set a massive precedent, couldn't it? Truly redefine copyright law in the AI age. The outcome there is really going to shape how AI models are trained for years to come.
No question. And beyond the legal sort of quagmire, there's the critical environmental impact. We can't ignore that. Mistral AI recently disclosed the, quote, massive carbon footprint of training its latest large AI model. This isn't a small issue, you know.
Right.
These frontier AI systems, they need immense computational power. They run on thousands of specialized chips for months. And that energy consumption has a very tangible environmental cost. It's really intensifying discussions on how we balance innovation with sustainability. That's a crucial point. And then there's the very human cost in the workforce. Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, right? Mm-hmm. One of the world's biggest IT services companies. They've implemented large-scale job cuts, specifically citing AI-driven automation. And this doesn't feel like just an isolated incident for one company. It signals a broader industry-wide shift happening in IT services as AI takes on more and more tasks. Now, every major tech leap brings job disruption, we know that. But it raises important questions for you listening right now. What new job categories or skills are likely to emerge from this shift? And how can you proactively prepare for a more AI-driven economy? Before we wrap up the main discussion, let's just quickly touch on a few other notable updates from July 29th. They really highlight the sheer breadth of AI's reach. We're seeing more practical applications hitting the market, like Alibaba's Quark AI glasses launching later this year. They're powered by their Kune model. It gives us a peek into a future of, like, ubiquitous AI assistance.
Right. Speaking of hardware, that Tesla and Samsung deal, a massive $16.5 billion for next-gen AI 6 chips, it just underscores the intense strategic importance of custom silicon in this whole AI race. Everyone wants their own specialized chips.
Definitely.
And the scale of data being processed, it's just mind-boggling. Google DeepMind processed an astounding 980 trillion tokens across its AI products in June alone.
980 trillion.
Trillion, with a T. For context, that's like their AI systems ingested and generated nearly a quadrillion pieces of information, words, code snippets, images in just 1 month. More than double the amount from May.
Incredible scale.
Meanwhile, Anthropic announced weekly rate limits for its Pro and Max users. Why? Unprecedented demand, apparently, driven by Claude Code. At the same time, they're continuing their critical research into automated agents for auditing models, trying to spot subtle risks that humans might miss much more efficiently.
So much happening on all fronts. And, you know, speaking of building with AI, don't forget Etienne Newman's toolkit. It's titled The AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit. It includes a whole series of AI tutorials in PDF format, AI and machine learning certification guides, plus AI tutorials in audio and video formats to help you actually start building with AI. You'll find all the links for that in the show notes, too, at djemget.com or Shopify.
Wow. Okay, what a rapid-fire journey through the world of AI. Just looking at updates from July 29, 2025, we've seen incredible advancements from that aggressive cost reduction in China, new autonomous capabilities popping up everywhere, to these really critical ethical and legal challenges that are now firmly in the spotlight. So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Well, what's fascinating here, I think, is how these developments aren't just about new tech, right? They are fundamentally about redefining our relationship with information, with automation, even with creativity itself. And these questions around data ownership, ethical deployment, job displacement, they're only going to grow more urgent, more complex as AI becomes even more pervasive in our lives. It's something we all need to grapple with.
Absolutely. And as you go about your day, maybe consider this, how all these diverse threads we talked about, from those hyper cheap Chinese AI models to the self-browsing agents to the groundbreaking copyright lawsuits, how might they all converge? How might they shape the global tech landscape? And yeah, indeed, your own daily life in the very near future. It's a lot to ponder, isn't it? And one last time for the innovators out there, calling all AI innovators and tech leaders. If you're looking to elevate your authority and reach this highly engaged audience of AI professionals, researchers, and decision makers, think about becoming a sponsored guest on AI Unraveled. On out. Share your cutting-edge insights, your latest projects, your vision for AI's future in a dedicated interview spot. Learn more about our thought leadership partnership and the benefits for your brand and apply at https.djmaquette.com by Upash, May I Act Unraveled. All the links, you guessed it, are in the show notes. And finally, please don't forget to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled wherever you listen to your deep dives. Thanks so much for joining us for this compelling exploration. We'll catch you on the next one.